Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler-Mergen, and podcast producer Abby dared go to the Masters literally today. Apparently, it's some huge, like, once-in-a-lifetime lottery, and she and her husband are there. So when she sees a new episode pop up, I cannot wait for her to panic and figure out what she did wrong. But anyway, so This is not edited, anything like that. This is not a regular episode. It's a bonus episode. I do know how to upload this, at least to my computer, but I think it's an important time-sensitive episode regarding tariffs and their impact on the local, or on just on the flower industry in general. And so apparently today, I mean, I've been reading emails and wholesaler and all these things, and there's this panic and whatever. And, you know, if you're a flower farmer that doesn't do event work and your goal is just subscriptions and locally grown, that's one thing. But if you are a farmer florist or you supply to wholesale florists, then I think this is a huge opportunity to really stress the importance of buying local and having options. Because I don't think that it's just going to be price problems. I think it's just going to be availability impacts if there's a problem. Again, they're paused for 90 days. I don't know, but either way, buying local is so important. And so what I want to talk about today is something that I haven't shared a ton about, and I've been kind of pausing it and just trying to gather information, but I'm very excited about it. And that is the website farmers2florists.com. Now, I've done some thinking and research, and it definitely is not going to be sustainable in the long run to have such a low entry point, but I think that it is such an important thing, and I have an availability to do it, and so we'll just, you know, go ahead and do it, but I really would love for you to consider joining. I think we have 15 farmers signed up so far. Only three have done their Zoom call to get their website set up. So if you're listening to this and you have signed up already in the last month, make sure that you click on that link that I sent you and get signed up. Otherwise, I'm going to send reminder emails. But basically, what ends up happening is you are going to be a vetted farmer on this page. There's a directory. Go snoop it out. Go and creep. It's farmers2florists.com. But then the whole goal is I would love to see this nationwide, not just Minnesota. I want florists to be able, especially if there's an elopement or a destination wedding or something. And, you know, you can sell in whatever way you want. It's directly through you. It's just you're listed in the directory and you're not. And this proves that you are a flower farmer that gets it. You understand the pricing. You understand the quality needed. You understand the blooms. You understand that a florist for something like this can't just get a bucket of random things and make it work. You understand stem counts and, you know, the types of flowers and all of those things. You get it. And so if a florist finds you, then they know that you're great. So, Abby's not editing this. Crap, I can't pause. Anyway, she's going to cringe so bad when she hears this. But check out the link in the episode notes. Sign up for the directory. When you do, you are going to automatically get an email saying, okay, I need your logo. I need photos. I need these things. Try to put them in a Google Drive. You can share that with me. And it's been taking like a half an hour to completely set up your page, and then you're good to go. The best part is the segmented email list. So when someone finds your page, and we can put whatever location you want. And so when someone finds your page and they enter their name and email, whatever you want them to get back as an automation, like, hey, whatever. And, you know, for example, if you look on their Jessie from Humble Grounds, she's got two different options, and one of them includes her phone number and says, hey, just call me, or whatever it might be. She's like, I don't want my phone number on there, but if they, you know, fill out this form, it's your next step. Whereas my friend Megan, who's on there, you know, her next step is, you know, join this sheet and this list, and then you can get to it. So it can be whatever you want it to say. Feel free to check out mine, Sunny Mary Meadow. I am allowing DIY brides if they have a minimum of a certain dollar amount order, and then they tell me what they want. This isn't a free consultation of me entirely planning their wedding flowers for them. But if they tell me what they need, then I can go ahead and do that. Again, there's two options. There's the online portal like I have for my florists that have a username, password. Every week I update what's available. That's probably for someone that already has 3 to 5 flower farmers buying, or sorry, 3 to 5 florists for weddings, events, buying from them every single week, just to kind of keep track of it all. And again, the password protection so that your retail customers aren't seeing your wholesale pricing. However, I do think, you know, until you have some consistent farmers or some consistent florists buying from you, then I don't think that that's quite necessary. And the $15 a month directory is definitely going to be vetted. I do think this is going to be huge. I have big plans for it. I have big plans for marketing, promoting it. It's just been kind of on the back door for a lot of things. And I've decided that the first 50 people that sign up, there is no fee. So for $15 a month, you guys, to have a email automation, to have all of these different things, a separate page that you can just share this link to any florist. You know, it just looks a lot more professional. You can put where you're located. But go ahead, check it out. Check out the link in the episode notes. I'm going to get this uploaded right away, and we'll see if podcast producer Abby has a panic attack. Because here's the other thing. At the Masters, you can't have your phone. Again, the Masters, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if you guys follow golf. Apparently, it's a really, really big deal. Anyway, you can't buy tickets for it. It's a lottery system, and you're not allowed to sell your ticket. Anyway, that's where she's at. She's going to panic when this episode comes out. Sorry for it not being edited. But yeah, bloom and grow, and have a good day.